Mike, when was it? Last Thursday, I believe?
Yes.
Yes, and the ongoing saga of this, the money void that is my home. I go downstairs. I see that the hot water heater has exploded. Downstairs is covered in water. Have to have it replaced. Have to stick around on Thursday to have the crew come in and do a good job. They do that, but I'm not able to be in, so you had to call a fill-in in my stead. Now, it's relatively easy to find a fill-in for myself, for Scott. Josh is the more difficult one. He has a very specific duty with news, so we rely on your Stacey's of the world, your Lowell Melzer's of the world. If we're really scraping the bottom of that ice cream carton, we'll grab ourselves a Scotty Y or a Yakubuski and that tight pair of Wranglers of his. But you weren't able to get a hold of Joe Robinson last week.
Well, I did, but Joe couldn't do it.
He was out of town, right?
Makes, and to his credit, makes every effort to be here when we ask him to.
Yes, he does.
And beats himself up if he can't.
Badly.
So we ended up with Paul Mittermeier, sports fill-in Paul Mittermeier.
How was that?
And well, I will say, over the past couple of weeks, the two things that I've been approached about numerous times, I mean, it's getting ridiculous to this point, was me sitting in the hot car. Everybody is recognizing me and bringing that up. And the other thing is, what a fantastic job Paul Mittermeier did. I couldn't believe it. People just keep going to me, go, man, it was a great showing. Great
feeling.
He had
no
business what to expect.
Being that damn good. Because he's awful to look at.
Yeah.
His voice is a nightmare. He's literally missing chunks of his body.
He's pretty annoying.
He's just the worst.
When he fills in for sports.
He's a softball douche. He puts product in hair that doesn't exist. So everything on paper says this guy should be a sewer fire.
Yeah.
And then he fills in, and I read the texts, I see the tweets and the emails, and people are singing Paul's praises.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell? Is this guy trying to usurp the throne of a one Joe Robinson? So joining us on the program now, he is considered the fifth Beatle of JSS. He is Joe Robinson. Joe Robinson, good morning, sir.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, we're trying to make heads or tails of this Mittermeier fill-in thing. It was me that filled in, so I can't really objectively say anything. I did not hear the type of job.
I was listening, and I guess the only thing I can hope for is that Paul gets his own show,
yeah,
and then I'm still able to fill in.
Maybe
you,
he's
but
gone
then
inside.
You guys need to worry about him coming in and maybe taking over the morning spot.
He's that good.
Yeah, I didn't even think about
hit him
that.
In the head with a hammer.
A whole nother... Do you listen to when he filled? Because Mike, where Mike sent me? Where did you send that to me, Mike? To my my email?
I texted it to you.
Oh, you texted
screen
it to
grab?
Me.
Is that what you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because Mike sent me a text, Joe, of your text exchange that you had with Mike. Where the hell is it, son of a bee? Oh, this is how things go wrong. Mike, do you have it over there on your phone?
I believe I have it right here. Here we go.
It says,
I hate it, Mike, but I can't
do it.
I don't like when other people fill in. I avoid it at almost all costs.
That's from Joe. That's so
true.
Yeah. How much you...
Well, I like to be the rock. You know what I mean? I like to be there when you guys need me. So, you know, that... Because here's the deal. I think continuity is important. But then I hear
you
Paul
also,
in there.
Yeah, but then you also don't want to have somebody fill in and then have what happened is do a stellar job.
Well, yeah, that's clearly, and of course, as soon as I hear how well he's doing, you know, I start thinking of the pros and cons. Like, what is it that I bring that Paul doesn't bring? I'm like, well, you know, I have a hot girlfriend,
a
but Paul
leg.
Has a hot daughter.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's okay. What I was going to say. So, you know, and I know sports, but Paul's the sports guy. Right? Now I lean a little bit to the right. Of course, Paul, you know, he wants to form a militia, make America great again. He's even way further over than me.
Yes, yeah. He spelled kids with three Ks.
Yeah.
But one thing I can do, like if something, like if you guys need me to run to go get something, I'm clearly going to best him in that.
Okay.
Or if something's up high,
mm-hmm,
and there needs to be any climbing.
You have both. You have all of your appendages.
Yep.
Right. I have all my appendages.
Jumping
so,
jacks, you've got it locked up.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, this is a bit of,
you're like you said, you want to be the rock. You're our comfort blanket, the ace in the hole. If someone has an unexpected emergency, I've got to leave like I did. It's just call Joe. Mike, when you got the text last week, I said, hey, hot water heater exploded. Can't make it in. Not find a fill-in. It was call Joe. You are the
fifth Well, the other problem is, you know, Paul's got nothing to do. He's always available. He's just sitting at home waiting.
No, he's got a job. You know, I mean, I don't know what it is, but he does something. I don't think it's like a real job. He's got like 10 jobs, and they're all kind of like fake jobs. I don't know what they are.
Yeah, of the 10 jobs that he has, how many does he catch a check for?
I don't know.
I'm thinking two.
Yeah, he's in a van out in the Home Depot parking lot selling speakers or something.
Yeah, he sells cassettes out of the trunk of a Kia.
Who knows what he does? Does he do play-by-play for some women's basketball? Like, weird stuff. Like, all, like, things like that.
Yeah, he reviews, like, tennis headbands on a podcast.
Yeah, he claims to work for the Ed Block Courage Awards. I don't know what he really does over there. I don't even know if he gets paid. I don't know. The texts are blowing up. The phone lines are starting to go
crazy. Yeah, they are.
So we may need to explore this a little
more. Did you get any feedback after Paul filled in? Like, oh, Joe, watch out.
Yeah.
Young gun nipping at your heels.
Young gun, isn't he like 75 years old?
Super gross, but I guess he's young to the fill-in
game. He's 49.
Yeah.
49. He looks way older than 49, too, by the way. How old are you, Joe?
Me, 48.
Okay, so you got him by a year. Yeah. But God, you look so much better than
him. When it comes to raw sex appeal,
there's only 1 year difference.
How does he look so bad?
He looks so much older.
At 48. Like, I feel like his skin
health
easily
is another
tears.
Thing I have him. Although he's an athlete, right? Or he's whatever, however you want to. By the way, I can throw overhand. I'm just letting you guys know that, if that's ever required.
No, he's not an athlete. He plays softball, so that doesn't count. But maybe just based on health and looks, we keep Joe around. It might just be easier on all of us.
Yeah, you got stories about
it. There's still Livewire, right? People can still peek into the studio.
Whew. You might have to start bringing the girl up when you come up here. You need to flaunt your assets, one of which your sexual draw, to your girlfriend. B, the murder mystery comedy shows that you can pitch. It's time that you really delved into your bag of tricks and really show him who's the top dog, because people are high on the new gal.
Got some texts coming in. Well, what about the Paul and Joe show?
Ooh, I like that.
Somebody says, hasn't Joe been fired from 98 Rock twice?
It's a very good point. More than that.
Yeah, it's been like eight times.
We can't count the amount of times I've been fired.
If you count BAL, it's over 10 times.
Are you counting demotions too? Because I'm now just hanging out at bars during the Ravens post game.
Yeah, you did get demoted to that.
Hoping they call me, right?
Yeah. Paul's 1,000 times better than Joe. Keep Paul. S-can Joe. Oh, man.
Come on.
Oh, man. This is not looking good. The tide is turning here. Oh boy.
Okay, Joe, we're going to reconvene. We're going to take some calls out of sports. I think we need to get a point counterpoint, get Paul in on this.
Can we put up a poll, Mike?
Yes, can we
Why don't we do a poll?
Can we do a poll?
All right, we're going to do a poll. We're going to take some calls. We'll figure it out. We'll reconvene. Nothing is changing as of yet. We love you, you know that, but look, hey, you know it's business, right?
Yeah, no, I got you. The almighty dollar drives things. Although, I will be with Justin this Saturday at the Baltimore Comedy Factory.
Paul can't do that.
Paul can't do that. Suck it, Paul.
And, Keith, you witnessed it last Thursday when Paul Mittermeier was in here. Did a bang-up job.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Killed
it. Good job. No question.
And, I don't know. It seems like we find ourselves in a tough position now because...
Yeah, we got a controversy here. Our listeners are calling it... The Battle of the Bastards. Joe Robinson versus Paul Mittermeier, who is now the number one go-to fill-in. Joe has been for so long, but sometimes tradition makes way for innovation.
Yeah,
and
interesting.
Paul just put it into the cheap seats last Thursday. And we have a poll up at JSS 98 Rock. For example, when he fills in for you, he does a terrible job. It's really borderline unlistenable. But apparently when he came in just to fill in for me... boy, what's that say about me? Oh, God. That he just murdered it.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Why do people say he does a bad job filling in for me?
Because it's terrible.
Paul's a pro.
410-338-1098 if you want to choose text. Give us a call and weigh in on this. But I don't know. Does Joe slip in the rankings in fill-ins? Do we have a new go-to? What's that, Mike?
Just, the texts are great.
God,
Paul looks like he smells like salty garbage.
We need. Come on, more of that. I love it. Yeah, we're getting a ton of texts.
That's an interesting visual right there.
Somebody said salty garbage. Somebody said Paul and Joe should have their own show together and call it Hobbles and Mumbles.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
410-338-1098. Weigh in on this. What do you think?
Did you hear Paul?
Do you like Joe? Do you like Paul? Let us know what you think.
Softball.
Go ahead, Keith.
Hair products.
Oh, man.
How did he make a model daughter?
Yeah, I know. Model daughter.
She's a vision. I mean, he looks like a bad drawing come to life.
All right, he's like super ugly. He's super ugly now. He has bigger breasts than I do. He's out of shape. Some of that might have to do with the fact that he only has one leg and he can't really, you know, move a lot.
His whole body's starting to droop on that one side.
Well, no, he can't really, you know, exercise. Like, he can't go for a run. You know what I mean? It's a little bit more difficult.
Box jumps are out of the question.
Yeah. Good point. But even the younger pictures of him that we have, he was still ugly.
Not good. Come on, man. Well,
I'm not the first person to say this, but usually you see the hot children come from a hot parent with a mediocre parent. Like, the two hot parents, like, cancel each other out.
That's like me and my wife. Like, Stella looks, she adopted a lot of the looks from my wife, and she's going to be stunning, and it's going to have nothing to do with me.
There's a photo on his Facebook page of him surrounded by a very large group of gentlemen of color, and he is in the dead center, and it looks like
it's probably the Ed Block guys.
Ed Block. Right. It looks like a fundraiser for Paul. Right. Like, they all raised money for Paul. How sad is this picture? It looks like they're all putting together to raise money to get Paul
send Paul
fixed.
To summer camp.
You want that photo? Oh, my God. Stace, look at this. Oh, man. I'll tweet that photo out at Jazz 98 Rock. Man, this is what you people want.
There you go. Paul, if you don't know, Paul is the communications director for the Ed Block Courage Awards. That's his full-time job.
Does he get paid for that?
Yeah, he gets paid for that.
All right. Yeah. Very passionate about that.
Yes, he is. Very passionate. No question. So, with that said, you know, I've known Paul for 30 years, and I've never met his wife.
Really?
So, I don't know what... I have not.
Mm. What if she just looks exactly like Paul, but she has long blonde hair?
Well, no, I think Mike brings up a good point. Mike Anderson brings up a good point. If their daughter is a model... and is killing it up in New York. I mean, she's got to have some genes coming from somewhere.
I tell you she's beautiful, she is a sculpture.
Yeah.
She's a vision. How is that possible?
Somebody brought up a good point that Joe did have that stellar feud with Tom Arnold. And, you know, that's special. I don't know if Paul could bring that to the table.
That's
I don't
special.
Know if Paul's. Oh, people, yeah, dude.
Who would have to. Paul have a feud with to rival Tom Arnold? Are you kidding me? Tom Arnold?
Like, I don't think Paul is the feud kind of guy. You know what I mean? Joe brings that to the table.
Well, he's feuded with softball players before. But he's like literally been kicked out of softball league because he's just such a
now Roger Goodell. That'd
sour
be a good
old
feud
bastard,
or something, right? That would be definitely an upgrade from Tom Arnold.
Like we said last week, Paul is your quintessential Facebook troll. Yeah. The man will get an argument going on Facebook.
Well, he just loves to dig the needle, man. Paul has always been a needle sticker, man. He just wants to drive And he does. He could care less what side he takes. He just wants to stir it up, man. That's what he does.
He
does
looks
a
like
job.
A butter sculpture.
All right, hey, what real quick. USA Today's come out with their NFL projections. They have the Ravens 9-7 making the playoffs. Finishing second to the Steelers in the AFC. They got the Patriots going 16-0. Pittsburgh 12-4 in the AFC South. Tennessee 12-4. Ravens play them. In the AFC West, they got the Raiders going 11-5. The Ravens play them. So all these potential playoff teams according to USA Today. But 16-0 with the Patriots. Not so sure about that. I like the Ravens. I think the Ravens are a little better than 9-7.
I found Paul's wife. She's beautiful.
Is she? You found her? Okay, good.
Oh, it's where the daughter gets it from.
Yeah,
okay.
That explains it.
That's it.
We got another text checking in. It says, maybe if Paul wasn't an old diabetic piece of S, he wouldn't have lost his leg.
God, are you kidding me?
He didn't lose his leg to the Beaties.
It wasn't like
are
that.
Are you kidding
that
me?
That boat lift was made of candy.
Having diabetes is a human failure?
No, he's saying that the
personality
he's
problem.
He's saying that maybe he wouldn't have lost his leg if he wasn't a diabetic piece of garbage, but he's not a diabetic piece of garbage. His leg got run over by a boat forklift.
That's why you should read those things, man.
What?
That's why I don't read those
I had
things.
To clear that up.
Oh, we just got ourselves a
there you go.
Text here from Joe's beloved Katie. She says, I will kick everyone's f-ing ass for saying
on.
Paul is better.
Bring
send me the text and I will call them. I am out for blood.
Oh.
I'm on
the fence right now, too, as well. I think we all are.
I would not piss
her off.
Like
I said, this is not personal. This is business.
Bring them in together.
Seen her while out before, man. She will tear a face off. If you look at JSS like Van Halen, Joe Robinson could be considered our Sammy Hagar. Who's going to end up being the Gary Cherone from Van Halen 3?
Ooh.
No one likes to think about Gary Cherone from Van Halen 3 with that stupid video where they were all singing inside of that ice castle. Whatever the F that was about. Paul Mittemeyer fills in last Thursday when I was out.
For you. Because normally Paul fills in for Keith, right? In a sports capacity. He's in, he's out, he does sports. He's fine at that because he's great at sports. This was, he sat in here all morning, 5:30 to 10, filling in for you. And killed it.
And murdered it. And the more and more I think about it, I'm starting to feel threatened. Like, he said, you know what? It's all Joe, all the time. All right? Paul can suck it. So we ask you at JSS 98 Rock, do you prefer Paul or Joe? Mike, you want to give us an update on the poll?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
It's pretty close right now. We're at 111 votes, and Joe Robinson is trailing Paul with 46% of the vote.
Whoa.
Paul with 54%.
Wow. Oh, my God. This might be a sea change here at 98 Rock. We have a changing of the fill-in guard.
Here's some tweets. I think Paul wins because Joe is the one who usually fills in for Justin, and Joe isn't Justin. Joe can lose his seat as a 98 Rock fill-in. Please let this happen. I need some good news for a change.
Whoa.
Ah, boy. If either Joe or Paul sends me a six-pack of loose cannon, I will vote for them. I am admittedly corrupt and corrupt as hell. Ken says, Joe sucks. Send his girlfriend my way.
Oh, come on.
Someone says, much prefer Joe. He's been a part of the fabric for a show for a very long time. Don't change anything.
Somebody says, I love Joe. Paul's voice sounds like a fart through a kazoo.
Jesus.
He's ignorant, whereas Joe is ignorant and charming.
Ah, Joe does bring a level of charm. Joe's also very self-deprecating like we are.
Keep Joe. He's better than Paul and has a great podcast. Paul sucks Joe forever. Joe is the best. Paul can suck it.
Wow.
I'd rather have Joe than Joe. Whoa, I didn't mean to read the last part of that.
Let's see here. When Paul does sports, he always goes off on some near incomprehensible rant. Keep Joe.
See, but he didn't do that when he filled in. I thought we were going to get this weird, overblown, yelly, shouty, Kermity, like going off on those things. But he kind of just sat back and picked his spots.
Shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Right. He didn't do all that. He picked his spots, and it was a nice showing.
Yeah, he seems like he really brought the silliness. 410-338-1098. Let's go to the phones. What say you? That poll will remain up for the next 11 hours.
Hey, we got a poll for you.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go here. Let's start with Baltimore Joe. What say you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
All right, let me first say this. Justin, nobody will replace you. You're the greatest.
Ever. I second that. I second that.
I just talk about pro wrestling and cats.
All you guys are fantastic. But get rid of Joe.
Oh, my God.
Paul is fantastic, man. Yeah, he's got that Kermity voice and like, the one texture said, fart through a kazoo and stuff. But Ed, he brings personality. Joe sucks, man. I listen to you guys all the time. I love you guys. I watch a lot of YouTube videos and everything, and I watch like different stuff with Paul and Joe. And Joe just plucks my nerves to no end. Paul all the way.
All right.
Wow.
Let's continue on.
Damn, son.
Let's see what Brandon in Columbia has to say. Brandon, Joe versus Paul, the battle for the fill-in.
I'm going to go with Joe on this. I think the big thing is when he fills in for you, Justin, he brings jokes. He tries to make jokes where, you know, so that fills that void that you leave when you're not there.
Nice.
Copy that.
Justin brings jokes to them when Paul fills in the joke. When Joe fills in, the jokes are still here.
I bring voices and incomprehensible fart symphonies, but if that's what you consider a joke, Brandon, I appreciate you saying that. So you're going to go with Joe Robinson?
I'm going to go with Joe Robinson.
Mike, mark that down.
For the record, anytime anybody fills in for Spiegel, the show sucks.
Copy that.
Jesus, she's sitting right here, man.
She's sitting right here. She can hear you,
she
sir.
She feels, sir.
God, what a rude ass.
Curl up in the fetal position.
God, now she's all sad. Come here, sit in my lap. I'll feed you pineapple chunks. Let's go to, old friend of the show, Mikey Papers.
This is
a guy he's a connoisseur.
Yes, he is.
Hey, good morning, guys.
I value his opinion. He's been around the block with us. What's up? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I really like the one-legged guy. Mm-hmm. Joe Robinson, man, he's got to find a short pier to take a long run off of.
Whoa, Mikey!
Wow. Is there anything, let me ask you this, what could he change to be back in your good graces?
Nah.
Sell you Oxy?
Hey, what's that?
Stop it.
I say, what could Joe do that would make you be back on Team Robinson?
I don't think he ever was on Team Robinson.
Blow start a shotgun. I don't know.
Oh, my God! Wow! Stop it.
Knock it off with that. All right. There we go. Let's see. Brandon in Westminster. Wow. Calls flying in. Brandon.
Yeah, this is getting heated.
Hey, how's it going? Justin, it's your Dreamcast dealer.
Oh, hey. How you doing, buddy? Hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, I think just Paul speaks to the people more than Joe does. I thought that pickle break was hilarious.
The pickle break was good.
I got to hear the highlight from it. I did. Let's go to Scott in Essex.
I don't remember the pickle break.
I didn't even listen. I lied to that man just now. You heard me lie to someone. Didn't listen. When someone's in, by the way, I can't listen because I want to pull my eyeballs out with a melon baller. I get so jealous. Let's talk to Scott in Essex. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, sir.
Hello.
I said either way, I don't mind either one. And I thought Paul was pretty good with the whole Kermit thing when they were talking about the Kermit getting kicked out and all yes, and yes. All the jokes he brought.
Yeah, Paul's schedule just opened up. He's out of work.
Yeah. Well, but nobody will replace Justin.
Copy that. Thank you, buddy. This is actually starting to make me feel a little bit better.
See?
I got a suggestion here. What if Dave Hannon says, Joe fills in for me, Paul fills in for you? We get specific with the fill-ins. I mean, you bring a different skill set than I bring. I bring a different skill set than you bring. Do we need to have individualized fill-ins? Do we complicate
these? Maybe
we take
it to that level, yeah.
Let's continue on. Let's go to Trucker Joe. A few more calls here before we move on to news with Stacy, a fantastic fill-in, and you do not let that guy rattle you.
I'm not letting
I will burn
rattle.
His world to ash. Trucker Joe, good morning.
Good morning, fellas and ladies. Stacy, doing a great job.
Thank here, you, buddy.
Shout out. Here, there here. You go.
See? Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got to stick with Joe, I'm afraid. Paul has his moments, but the continuity with Joe, that kind of, you know, brings it all together.
Yeah, we got that rapport with Joe. This is true.
Joe knows kind of what we do, so he gets that. Paul, on the other hand, just he looks like he's always recovering from a broken jaw. Let's get to Beth in Baltimore. Beth, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, what's up, Beth? Breathy.
I'm at work.
I know you are.
I'm at work.
Oh, I know the at-work voice. Trust me.
First of all, I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
But thank you. I just want to say that Paul is, he's just got that nerdy voice, and I feel sorry for him. So every time I hear him, I just want to have a pity party.
Oh, my God. It's
this is like a pity. This is a pity
It's like
vote.
A pity for him? That's hilarious.